Definitely time for a cool change, huh? 5:33, the home stretch of downtown on a Thursday afternoon. We can help you find a way to make that cool change in your home. We welcome into the studio our friend Sam Black from Black's Heat Pumps. Hey, Sam.
Hey, hi, Rich. How are you?
I'm doing well, thank you. Well, I'm doing well thanks to you, I should say. The heat pump that you put in a few weeks ago, working just great, and it was a bit of a tricky installation in our house.
It certainly was. I'm always up for a challenge.
We had to go through a closet, put it over a staircase, but it's great. And I was telling you before we went on that it does such a good job that it even heats the living room at the bottom of the cools the living room at the bottom of the stairs. So it's awesome.
Very nice. I'm glad to hear that.
Well, I know you've been awfully busy this summer. More and more people are looking to heat pumps, but there might be some people out there that aren't quite sure. Let's start with summertime. What is it that a heat pump does that enables you to cool your house in a much more efficient way than traditional air conditioning systems?
It's able to remove the humidity out of your living area. So it's much better to keep you actually cooler without having all that humidity.
Well, and the other thing it does too is it if you leave it on, you do it the right way and just let it operate, it's great at maintaining a temperature.
Correct.
And so you can save a little money. It's certainly cheaper to leave that heat pump on than it is to all of a sudden go, wow, it's hot, let's crank up the air conditioner to high for a few hours.
Yeah. Have it drip water everywhere. Yeah. And then you get your light bill, $60-$70. Ooh. You know, jump for a window air conditioner compared to usually $20-$30.
Yeah, a very minor increase very minor. As a result of using the heat pump. And of course, the beauty of them is for those days like this, more days this summer than we normally have.
A lot more days.
But also, they do a great job at heating your home as well, and can be your primary heat source or can be a great secondary source.
Correct. Yes, they definitely want to save on oil. Oil is going through the roof lately. We had oil delivered a little while ago. It was $6 a gallon.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
200 gallons was $1,200.
Oh, my Lord.
Yeah. So, wow. So definitely.
And so you've been doing this for a while. How have the new systems improved over those that first ones that people got several years ago?
The efficiency has improved quite a bit. The SEER rating, seasonal energy efficiency ratio, has actually gotten higher compared to what they used to be. And the HSPF, heating season performance factor, has also increased to where way more energy efficient and saves you money. You know, you definitely see a return on your investment.
All right, for anybody who's not sure, the uninitiated, how does a heat pump work? Let's start with the heat part. How does it do what it does to warm up your home?
So technically, they don't make heat. They move heat.
Right.
They take heat from a warm area and move it to a cold area. And same thing with air conditioning. It doesn't actually make cold. It removes heat the same way. So you're left with cold. Well, it's similar to how a refrigerator works.
Yep.
Or how grocery stores have heated their entire store by putting in unfrozen food. And then once it goes in the freezer, it removes all that heat. And all that heat gets dumped throughout the grocery store.
So they're cost efficient to have them in your home. What about the average cost? What is it? What would it cost somebody out of pocket to get a new heat pump installed?
Depends on the size, but anywhere between $3,500 up to $5,000, and plenty of rebates through the state.
Yeah, and quick too. I mean, I don't know what was it? Maybe 3 weeks ago when you were putting mine in, and
yeah.
I got my rebate yesterday from Efficiency Maine.
That's awesome. They always say 6 weeks, but it's usually four. Four to six weeks.
Right, and it's several hundred dollars.
Yeah, yeah. It's usually $800 for a first one, $400 for a second one, and it certainly helps.
What are some things to consider if people are thinking about a heat pump?
Make sure your insulation is up to, make sure your house is well insulated before you get a heat pump, so that way you keep the heat in your house or block the heat from coming in.
And you want to install those units, they have to be on an exterior wall or close to one.
Close to one. You can put them on interior walls. Sometimes you have to put a pump on it to get rid of the condensation.
Right.
But usually an exterior wall is the best.
And then a lot of people got those first generation heat pumps and then forgot about them, but they do need to be serviced and maintained.
Yeah. There was a lot of a lot of premature failures from lack of maintenance.
And so what are the things that the homeowner can do, and what are the things that they might be best to call you to do?
As I say, average homeowner should pull their screens out, rinse them off in the sink, and then wipe them dry and put them back in. Do that a couple times a month, and once a year, call a professional to have it taken apart and fully washed. I don't know if you have seen when I've done it here. You put an exterior bag up and you wash it down, and
wow,
you get all the dirt and everything out.
Nice.
Yeah, there are definitely parts that you can't get to as a regular consumer that need the full cleaning to really increase the efficiency, because it's a heat exchanger. It needs.
Yes.
A good, it's like a radiator in your house, an old hot water radiator. If it's not clean and there's a lot of dust and gunk in there, it isn't efficient at exchanging the heat anymore.
And a couple things for the exterior unit. If you're mowing the lawn, actually turn the heat pump off. So when you mow the lawn, the grass clippings don't end up in the outside unit.
Ah.
And try to keep bushes and plants away from that, because I've seen them grow. They'll actually grow into a heat pump. Yeah.
What about in the wintertime with snow and ice buildup?
Always try to keep the ice and snow away, especially really fine powdery snow, because a lot of times powdery snow will get sucked into the unit and ice up the outside.
Yeah, you showed me some horror story pictures.
Yeah, and it's always good to have a cover over your heat pump.
Yeah.
They call it a rain cap, but it's more like a snow cap.
Now, you also make these customized covers, and we have some gray ones here at the station that are. Can you talk a little bit about the ones you made for a Zone Radio?
Sure. As I say, I've made four for them. Two with the KIT logo, one with the old school Dougie Graves, and then one with the new Dougie Graves.
Yeah.
There's a Walking Dead. Glow in the dark.
I love that one.
Hydrographic.
If people would like to see it, you can come over and we'll all go in the bathroom together and look at it, which is apparently the best viewing point.
The best viewing. Hold the flashlight over it.
Or go to the KIT Facebook page, too. Yeah. You could do that.
That would probably be more politically correct.
Might be easier, I guess. Well, if you have any questions, you can give Sam a call again at 631-0558. You can check them out online at blacksheatpumps.com. It's a busy time of year, so if people are thinking about a heat pump now for fall purposes, be a good idea to get in touch right away and get yourself on the list.
Definitely.
And I got to talk to Sam to see if I can get the old, the former manager discount from him. I used to be his manager.
Back at McDonald's.
30 years ago?
30 plus.
30 plus years ago?
Yeah. 33.
Yeah, somewhere around there.
What, you were working at 9?
I was working at 12, yes. Had a work permit.
Man, how was Sam as an employee?
He was good. He and his brother both worked, so every once in a while I'd have to say, hey, guys.
Black
You're
voice.
At work.
Right. And how was Carrie as a boss?
Carrie was a great boss.
Wow.
Carrie was a great boss.
That was a long time
Doesn't
ago.
Doesn't seem possible, does it?
Well, we can both attest to the great work that Sam does from not only the units here, but the one I've got in my house. So a call or get in touch with Black's Heat Pumps, and they can set you up with whatever you need. Sam, thanks a lot. You come back next month and visit with us again?
Sure, definitely.
Fantastic.
Thanks for having me.